This goes to Kristina, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Hug, H-U-G, D like David, N like November, P like practice, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Ray, R-A-Y, R-A-E, Ann, A-N-N, that's all one word, R-A-E-A-N-N, Depker, it's D-O-E-P-K-E-R. Date of birth 9/29 of 1950. Dear Kristina, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Depker with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, a right-sided nephrectomy for renal clear cell carcinoma, a history of TAVR, T-A-V-R, for aortic stenosis, and coronary artery bypass surgery, also congestive heart failure history. Her last visit was August 10th of 2021. She has felt well. She does get intermittent edema of her face and around the eyes, especially when she wakes up in the morning. But it generally resolves spontaneously once she gets up out of bed and moves around. She occasionally has edema in the lower extremities, but that would occur toward the end of the day. She had not been restricting fluids, but has been asked to limit fluid intake to 64 ounces in 24 hours, especially since she uses Bumex 1 milligram twice a day. She's also anticoagulated with warfarin. The cardiologist is discussing a possible Watchman procedure for her, so anticoagulation could hopefully be stopped after the Watchman procedure had been done. And she is thinking about that and would like to think and discuss that later, at a later time. She's feeling well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no current chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She occasionally has diarrhea, but not recently. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. As previously stated, she's on Bumex 1 milligram twice a day. She is anticoagulated with Coumadin. She's on Carafate 1 gram 3 times a day. Metformin is 500 milligram twice a day. She's on Pravacol, Norvasc, low-dose aspirin. Losartan is 12.5 milligram daily. She's on Ozempic once weekly, iron, and Bisoprolol, 10 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, the only vital sign the patient could get today was her weight. It is 207 pounds. 4 months ago, her weight was 210 pounds. So it's slightly less. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 12th of 2022. Creatinine is 2.4. Estimated GFR is 20. She does fluctuate quite a lot with her creatinine levels. They do fluctuate between 1.8 and 2.4. Current GFR is 20. The electrolytes are normal, albumin 4.6, calcium is 9.2, phosphorus is 3.9, hemoglobin 11.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. We have checked in the aluminum level, but the results are pending as it is a send-out lab, and that's because she's on the Carafate, and we want to make sure she doesn't have elevated creatinine levels. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, diabetic nephropathy, a right nephrectomy for the clear cell carcinoma and congestive heart failure. The patient, since her estimated GFR is less than 30, it may be wise to hold the metformin, especially since she does have problems with periodic diarrhea secondary to metformin use. Other medications could be adjusted or medicines could be added for blood sugar control as necessary. but with estimated GFR currently of 20, we would recommend holding the metformin now. She does have a normal carbon dioxide level, and the biggest risk with continuing metformin is the risk of metabolic acidosis. She should continue to have monthly lab studies done. She should limit fluid intake to 64 ounces per 24 hours and follow a low-salt diabetic diet. And she's going to be rechecked by this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.